In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today proclaiming the Word of God. First, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to Scott Marinick, Mary Smith, and Eva, who listen on the computer. I have others that listen on the computer, too. And then I want to pray for Maya, the little girl we prayed for the other day. Father, in the name of Jesus, may her electric system in her head be perfect. No more seizures, Lord. No more seizures through the blood of Jesus. No more seizures. If you take seizures, just take this for yourself also. Lord, heal Maya. Heal Maya completely. Heal her that the doctors say she's healed. We pray in the name of Jesus, the Lord. And I ask you, my brother, oh God, convert my brother. Let him know you love him just the way he is. Touch his heart and do what I can't do. Amen. I'm looking at Mark 6, verse 30. It says, the apostles gathered themselves together around Jesus and told them all the things, both what they had done and what they had taught. Oh, they were excited. Remember, he sent them out two by two, and to heal the sick, and to cast out demons. Oh, yes, and to preach. So they're with Jesus now, and they're saying, these are the things that we've been doing. Oh, yes, isn't it wonderful? I tell you, in every church, things should be done that only God can do. In every church that has faith, things should be done that only God can do. One lady came to me this week with a detached wet retina, and I said to the Lord, Lord, do what you did to Honey. Honey, you did that. You attached her retina, and do it for this lady in the name of Jesus through the power of the blood. You see, we can tell people and tell Jesus, you know, Lord, thank you. Thank you for what you did. I just was someplace last night, and somebody was having a very difficult time. And you know what? God used me just to give courage to the person, and he had a good night's sleep. It's wonderful. You see, this is what God knows how to do. I don't know how to do too much. I do know how to get in trouble, because you know what it is. Trouble is easily found if you just open your mouth and start criticizing. I understand that. I can get into trouble very easily. But you know what? Today, the apostles go unto Jesus and tell them all the things that they did and all the things that they taught. Oh, they are happy little campers. And he said unto them, come away apart into a desert place and rest a while. Oh, yes. I talked with Maria Vadia yesterday. And I heard her schedule, and I said, Maria, you need to cancel something. You're too busy, and I don't want to see you burn out. I know you're zealous, but you see, you need to come away and rest yourself. You need to come away and rest yourself. While people were coming and going, they had no leisure so much as to eat. Listen, our phone rings while we're having dinner. Our phone rings when we're having breakfast. Our phone rings when we're having lunch. People are desperate. They're desperate for prayer. They're desperate for Jesus. They're desperate. But the Lord says, come away to a quiet place. So today I was in the chapel, a quiet place. No one was there but Jesus and me. And they departed into a desert place by boat, privately. Sometimes you just have to be privately with Jesus, with no one to bother you, with no one to ask you to pray, just to be able to be with Jesus. And the people saw them departing, and many knew him, and ran afoot out of all cities, and outwent them, and came together unto Jesus. They beat him to the place he was going. They saw the boat going, and they said, we're going to follow that boat. We're going to run, and where it docks, we're going to get Jesus to heal us, to bless us, to teach us. And Jesus, when he came out, saw many people, and he was moved with compassion toward them. Can I tell you that Jesus is moved with compassion toward you today? Yes, because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. They were like sheep without a shepherd, so he began to preach the word of God. I tell you, how many people are like sheep without a shepherd? How many people do we have in the churches are like sheep without a shepherd? You know, I see these signs, all welcome. And you know, everybody's welcome to our church, but you know what? I know they mean any kind of people. They mean that, you know, if you're doing homosexual things, you can continue to do them. Everybody is welcome in our church, but we have a standard, the standard of the cross, and we preach, black and white. You know what? You can't be living with your girlfriend. You have no right to be living with your girlfriend. That is not what God wants. You can't be living, if you're a boy, with your boyfriend. That's not what God wants. That will cause much trouble. They were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. Why does he teach them many things? Because faith comes by hearing. Before he multiplied the bread, he taught them many things. I'm telling you, what do our people know? Like, what do our people know? I have 612 DVDs that I've preached for television. I put them on cable stations. If you want to get me on a cable station, we'll send you what we have. I have 6 new ones. I was not doing them for 3 years because I wasn't feeling well. But now I've started again to preach many things so that people will have faith, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And when the day was now far spent, his disciples came unto Jesus and said, this is a desert place, and the time is far past. Please send them away, that they may go into the country around and into the villages and buy themselves some bread, for they have nothing to eat. That's humanity. That's humanity. Send them away, Jesus said unto them. You give them something to eat. And they said unto him, shall we go and buy 200 pennies worth of bread and give them to eat? And he said unto them, how many loaves do you have? Go and see. And when they knew, they said, we have 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And he commanded them to make all sit down by companies of about 50 on the grass. And they sat down in ranks of hundreds and fifties. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. And the 2 fishes divided he among them all. And they did all eat and were filled, and they took up 12 baskets of fragments and of fishes. And they that did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men. They didn't count the women and children. I remember just this winter when we ran out of coffee when we feed the poor. We had about 2 cups left, and people kept on coming. They wanted coffee. It was cold, and the coffee kept on coming. The coffee kept on coming. We learned that this was a miracle, but the next week we had to make more coffee. You see, we didn't do it on purpose, but the Lord multiplied the coffee. That's God. That's God. See, I don't believe it. You don't have to believe it. It's true anyway. I was there. I saw it. I witnessed it. I was there. Yes, you say, well, I don't believe those things. Well, too bad. Too bad. It's true anyway. Even though you don't believe it, it's true anyway. God knows how to multiply. God is a multiplier. He doesn't divide. Oh, if there is division in your church, know this is of the devil. If there is division in your church, know this is of the devil. God multiplies. He never divides. This is wonderful. They did all eat and were filled, and they took up 12 baskets full of fragments and the fish. And they that did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men. So if you have 5,000 men, you probably have more women, because women follow Jesus and their children. You're talking about like 15,000 people were fed with the few loaves and the few fishes. This is God. This is God. The Lord knows how to multiply. He knows how to multiply. I look out and I see the ocean right in front of me. He knows how to make low tide and high tide. He's God Almighty. He knows how to do anything and everything. And straightway he constrained his disciples to get into the boat and go to the other side before unto Bethsaida, while he sent away the people. And when he had sent them away, he departed unto a mountain. And guess what he did on the mountain? To pray. Oh, I know why I burnt myself out. I was going and going and going and wasn't praying the way I needed to pray. And you know what? This is something that I have learned, or I am learning, that you've got to not only minister to people, you've got to be in the presence of God in a deserted place and worship Him. That's it. And when evening was come, the boat was in the midst of the sea, and Jesus was alone on the land. And he saw them toiling in rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the fourth watch of the night, I think that's 3 o'clock in the morning, he comes unto them walking upon the sea, and would have passed by. Walking upon the sea, what does that mean? The sea in the time of Jesus meant chaos. We see in the book of Revelation, the sea is no more. No more chaos. Jesus wants to walk on your chaos, and he wants to give you peace, like he did last night to a certain person. Jesus wants to walk on your chaos. What are you afraid of today? Are you afraid to die today? Do you take anxiety attacks? I'm telling you, Jesus wants to fix you. Take a deep breath and ask Jesus to come and to heal you. You have nothing to fear but fear itself. Fear is the worst enemy you can take into yourself. I'm telling you, God wants to do something in you. And you have to say, yes, Lord, I agree with what you want to do. And they saw him walking upon the sea. They supposed it was the spirit, and they cried out. And they all saw him and were troubled. And immediately he talked with them and said unto them, be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid. And he went up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased. Oh, when Jesus comes into your boat and Jesus comes into your heart, things begin to cease. Faith begins to rise up. Peace begins to come. They were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure, and they wondered. They wondered that Jesus walking on the water. That's totally against gravity. That's crazy. It's not crazy. It's Jesus. You say, I don't believe he did that. That's okay. You don't have to believe it. He did it anyway. Oh, yeah, he did it anyway. And the disciples all wondered. They had no idea. They thought it was a ghost. And yet it was Jesus. And when he comes into the boat, what happens? The wind ceases. They're on calm seas. I tell you, my friend, when we surrender our lives to Jesus, things become calm. The tempestuous sea becomes a sea with only little ripples. You do not have to be afraid of anything today. Why? Because you are loved by the Beloved. You are His and He is yours. And He wants to come into your boat. I love this. They were amazed in themselves beyond measure. And they all wondered. Oh yeah, wondered. Saying, Mamma Mia, what about Jesus walking upon the chaos of the water? For they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. And that's something. They forgot all about the miracle of the loaves. Their heart was calloused. Oh, Jesus, when you do something, help us never to forget what you do. Help us not to become calloused in heart and hardened in heart. And when they had passed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret and drew to the shore. And when they were come out of the ship, straightway they knew him, and ran through that whole region around and about, and began to carry about in their hands those who were sick, and those who were depressed, and those who were demon-possessed, and those who knew who he was. And wheresoever Jesus entered into villages or cities, what happened? Or country, they laid their sick on the streets and besought him that they might just touch him. And if they touched the border of his garment, as many touched, they were made whole. So listen, Jesus, I saw those streets. My Lord, those streets were narrow. You can't put a Volkswagen on that street. Those streets were narrow, and they put people up and down those streets as Jesus walked by, just to touch the cloak or the tassel and be healed. People were desperate. And I know there are people listening to me that are desperate. You need the touch of God. He wants to touch you, but you can't fight with him. You just have to say, I love you. I surrender. I surrender. I surrender all. I surrender all to Jesus, precious Savior. I surrender all. My voice is gone today, but I'm doing the best I can. Chapter 7. Everyone who touched him were made whole. Hallelujah. How were they touching Jesus? They were touching him with faith. I tell you, we need a new outpouring of faith. How do we get it? By reading the Gospels, by reading the New Testament, by reading the Bible. We need a new outpouring of faith. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Then came together unto him the Pharisees and certain scribes, which came from Jerusalem. Here come the religious leaders. And when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, that is to say, with unwashed hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews washed their hands often. They do not eat, holding the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the market, except they wash, they eat not. And many other things they do. Reserved to hold as washing of cups, pots, brazen vessels, and tables. And the Pharisees and scribes asked Jesus, Why do you walk not with your disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands? My Lord, what are they going to get Jesus on? All these people are being healed and being delivered, and they're smiling now. And this Pharisee worried about washed hands. Listen to what Jesus said. Jesus answered and said unto them, Well hath Isaiah prophesied to you hypocrites. He called these people, these Pharisees, hypocrites, these scribes, hypocrites. As it is written, This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups, and many other such things. And he said unto them, Full well you reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your own traditions. For Moses said, Honor your father and your mother. Whosoever curses father or mother, let him die to death. But you say, If a man shall say to his father or mother, It is Korban, that is to say, a gift, by whatsoever you might be profited by, he shall be free. You suffer him no more to do what he ought to do for his mother and father. That means to take care of them. Making the word of God not effective through your traditions which you have delivered, and many such things do you do. So, you see, they forgot the great traditions with the capital T, that they take care of their parents, that they take care of their parents when they're old, that they give them food, that they give them lodging, that they love them. Oh, they forgot that, what Moses said, but they remember their own traditions with the little t, washing cups and kettles and pots and pans and washing tables. I'm not against washing things. I'm just telling you can wash whatever you want to wash. Things that are bad do not come from dirty cups. Things that are bad comes from the heart, comes from the heart, comes from the heart. That's where you find things that are bad. But you say, if a man shall say to his father or mother, it is Korban, that is to say, a gift, by whatsoever you might be profited by me, he shall be free. And you suffer him no more to do what you ought to do for your mother and father, making the word of God of no effect through your traditions with the small t, which ye have delivered, and many such other things do you do. And when he had called all the people to himself, he said unto them, Hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand. There is nothing from without a man that enters into him that can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those can defile him. Listen, if any man have ears, let him hear what I say. So Jesus says, you know, it's not dirty hands that defiles you. It's what comes out of your mouth. For the mouth speaks from the fullness of the heart. Stop speaking about your neighbor. Stop worrying about him or her. Keep your mouth shut. Also, you'll do it with the spiritual way. I want to say this so that Mary might know that she's missing God's points. If you want to talk to Mary, you go right to Mary, but you do not go to anyone else but Mary. You know this religious stuff that people say that divide the church. Jesus said nothing that goes into the body can defile the body, not even pork. But you know what? What comes out of the mouth can defile the body. What comes out of the mouth comes from the recesses of the heart. Touch your heart and touch your mouth. What happens is what is in the heart comes out the mouth. So, you know what? You can know what's in your heart by what's coming out of your mouth. Don't be a gossiper. That is not of God. That will get you in trouble. Be a person who encourages people. Be a person who loves people. Be a person who gives to people who love him. I want to invite people between July 20th and 26th to the School of the Holy Spirit. This is creating an atmosphere for the Holy Spirit to move in power. I will be one of the speakers, and Maria Vadia and others will be a speaker. So we know that God wants to do something great, but we need the people to be there. So if you're hearing me, you can come for 1 day, 2 days, or the whole 5 days. July 20th to the 26th, Maria Vadia will be there, and I will be there, and it's going to be wonderful because the Lord is going to be there ahead of us. So if you're interested, you call 617-846-1210, 617-846-1210, and you talk to either Leslie or Maureen. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. May Jesus Christ walk on the chaos of your heart and give you peace. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.